on 88.1. It's Maryland Morning with Sheila Cast. I'm Tom Hall. The Metropolitan Museum of Art calls the photographer Walker Evans the progenitor of the documentary tradition in American photography. Evans is known and admired for his Depression-era portraits of people in small rural communities, but it's a photograph he took in New York in 1928 that caught the idea of Barbara Scheiber. Scheiber is an author who lives in Gaithersburg who has published her first novel at the age of 92. The Walker Evans photograph is on the cover of her book. It shows a couple, shot from the back, looking out over the water at the famed amusement park, enjoying what appears to be a lovely date on a lovely day. The book is called We'll Go to Coney Island, a novel in stories. It's a beautifully crafted story, and the true story which inspired it, including the story behind the photograph, are fascinating as well. Barbara Scheiber has been nice enough to invite me into her home here in Gaithersburg to tell us all about it. Good morning, and thank you for having me over.
Hi, Tom. It's just a pleasure to have you here. This is very exciting.
Well, let's talk about first this photograph. There's a couple, and they're standing near a bridge looking over the water at Coney Island. When's the first time you saw the photograph itself?
When I saw that picture for the first time, it was about 10 years ago, and I was just totally astounded. I had written most of the book, and it was incredible to see what I had written right there in a photograph.
Because you know the people in this photograph. Who are they?
They are my father. He has his arm around a woman who's obviously dressed for a special date in a very filmy dress and high-heeled shoes, and she was his secretary at that time, and later his second wife. And they, as you said, they both have their backs to the camera, but there's just no doubt about their relationship or the power of that moment to me. When that happened, when that picture was taken, I was 6 years old. Mm-hmm. When I saw it, I was closer to 86. He was in his 30s in the picture, and he just looked so confident and kind of cocky. He grew up on the Lower East Side of New York and came out of incredible poverty. The family came from the ghettos of Russia. It's a story many people know about that period of immigration. And he pulled himself out of just terrible, terrible poverty. He never went beyond sixth grade. He never went to law school. But he actually studied law on his own and passed the bar. And in this picture, he was on his road to becoming a very successful lawyer. Quite an astonishing story. It's not all in the book, but it's very interesting to talk about.
And the main, or one of the main characters in the book called Aaron is based on your father. Tell us about your mother.
My mother had a very interesting story, too. She came to this country when she was 10 years old and started out in kindergarten. They just put them right at the beginning grades. And in no time at all, she learned English, and she skipped one grade after another and wanted so much to go on with school. But there was just no chance. She, too, was living in poverty and had to go to work. And in those days, you didn't have to go past sixth grade. Once you made it there, you could go to work. And she went to work in the garment industry, sewing clothes. You've read about those people. And that's in the story, that some of that comes into the story. There's a long narrative about their meeting, Aaron and Minna, when she was a seamstress. Mm-hmm.
And Aaron and Minna are the people based on your father. And then Minna is the woman that he married.
Thank you for pointing that out. Yes, this is not autobiographical. This is fiction based on experiences that I had. And that there is a novel within a novel, which is the story of the meeting of Aaron and Minna when she was a young woman and he was, he was really in very bad straits at that time. He hadn't started law school. And so that brings out a lot of their characteristics, sure. I think.
And you wrote these stories over a long period of time. When did it dawn on you that they were connected and that you could tell a larger tale within these smaller stories?
That's an interesting question. I had started out, as you said, just writing these stories, and there had been one that just kept asking to be told. It was really the first one that I sat down to write. It was the story about my accidentally opening a letter from my father's secretary, who later, as we know, became his second wife, when I was at camp, a little girl, about 10 or 11. And I the envelope was addressed to me in handwriting I didn't recognize right away, but I opened it, and it was a letter that was mistakenly put into that envelope, and it was a love letter from the character in the book that I've described was the secretary, whose name is Charlotte in the book. And it was such a terrible shock. And all through my childhood, I wanted to deny that this was going on because I wanted my mother and father to be happy and my father to be home. So I immediately just destroyed that letter, flushed it down the toilet, never told anybody, not a soul for years, that I had seen it. And that story was so central to my life and to my growing up, really, and dealing with this problem that I made at the center. But I changed it around. It's quite changed in the fiction. Yeah.
But in the story, the young girl is named Rachel. She's at camp with her brother Daniel.
That's right, yeah.
And she opens this letter, not intended for her, but intended for her father's lover. It's shocking in the book. And it must have been an incredible shock for you as a little kid in your real life.
It was an incredible shock. I had been, I thought successfully for me, I think it's quite a story of denial. I had hidden everything I knew, and I went on in my normal life, went to school, tried very hard to get good grades, played hopscotch and jumped rope and all the things that other people do on 173rd Street. In Manhattan, and this was an ongoing secret that I kept from myself and from everybody else. So it's quite extraordinary, really, thinking of that was the way I dealt with it. But then there was this letter, and that was not a secret.
Barbara Scheiber, her novel is called We'll Go to Coney Island, a novel in stories on 88.1. It's Maryland Morning. I'm here in Barbara Scheiber's beautiful home in Gaithersburg, and we're talking about the novel. You structure the book by going back and forth between chapters that concern Minna in 1915 and 1916, and then to more contemporary times, back and forth. How did you decide to tell this very complex, very dramatic story in this structure, with switching back and forth between the eras?
I think that it's just so interesting to me how it happened. It's like many things that you feel really good about happened almost by accident. I had written, I was writing stories, and one of the stories was about Minna meeting Aaron in their early life. And then I got captivated by the story, and so I wrote what seemed to be like another part of the story. And pretty soon, there was one chapter after another, and it was a little novel. Well, that was very difficult to deal with. I couldn't have a novel and then another series of stories, which was an original kind of novel with lots of gaps in time. And I just didn't know what to do with it. And suddenly, it came to me that I could alternate the stories that took place between, about 1925, 26, and modern time up to about 1960, and just have the story of Minna meeting Aaron alternate with the other stories, which is a little bit off-putting when you first read it, but it's like, I think that readers now like challenges, and they think, why am I reading these two time frames? And then you know, because there's an intersection of the people. Mm-hmm. And I think it's enjoyable.
Tell us a little bit about your own family. We're here in your beautiful home next to this gorgeous fireplace, actually. And your husband, Walter, is here as well. You've been married for how long?
We've been married for 66 years, which is kind of a long time. and a wonderful marriage. I'm very happy and proud of our marriage. We have four children who are, well, interestingly enough, they're all writers. The oldest is a writer, has written wonderful books and still continues to, and is also an artist. Another has, the second daughter has written operas which have been performed, and a son who is a successful journalist, has worked for the St. Petersburg Times. Our youngest son is disabled. He has Williams syndrome, and a great deal of my writing has been devoted to helping people understand what goes on when you are disabled, when you have disabled children, where the resources are.
Mm-hmm. Has the story of your father and mother and your father's second wife been one of the stories that, you know, has been in the family for a long time? What has the reaction of your children been to reading this novel? And are these stories that they grew up hearing, or were they shielded from those?
What an interesting question. I actually knew nothing about their early lives, knew nothing about their meeting and anything before I was a little girl. So that required a great deal of research, actually reading of everything that I could get my hands on about that period. About the period of the divorce and talking that over with the family, there are many sensitivities about that. I was a little bit concerned, actually, about how my family might react to my talking as honestly as I could about the people involved, not judging them, but telling them as full people with their conflicts, the good and the not so good. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a lovely, lovely book, and it you know, it gets to the heart of what we all experience as humans. You know, our loves, our aspirations, the things we do well, the mistakes we make, the way we trollop through and sort of tough it out when things go bad. But it's a beautiful book, and congratulations! Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you so much for saying that. You put it so extremely well. I really appreciate that.
Barbara Scheiber, her new book is called We'll Go to Coney Island, a novel in stories. It's published by Sewillo Press. We'll have a link to the Walker Evans photograph and information about the book. Come to our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning.
Coney Island, more sports she would play. You could hear her on the boardwalk every day. Soap suds all around, little bubbles on the ground. Rub-a-dub-a-dub in her little tub, all those tunes she found. The little thimbles on her fingers made the noise. She played Charleston on the laundry for the boys. She could rag a tune right through the knees of a brand new suit of easy breezes. Coney Island washboard round the lane.
Maryland Morning is an original production of Your Public Radio, WYPR, in Baltimore.
The show is produced by Stephanie Hughes, Matt Purdy, and Jamila Kay. Nathan Sterner directs and engineers. We have production help from Cassandra Morales and Justina Latimer.
You can learn more about what you've heard on our show or catch something you've missed on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cast.
And I'm Tom Hall. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.
Played Charleston on the laundry for the boys. She could rag a tune right through the knees of a brand new suit of easy breezes. Coney Island washboard, Coney Island washboard round, Coney Island washboard round the lane.